Hello and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hi, babe.
Hi, babe.
How's it going?
It's good.
Good.
This is kind of weird sitting like this.
Yeah, it is.
It's fine.
We're changing.
We are changing.
We're new things. We're doing new, trying new things.
Trying new things. We're going to be getting video in here.
Yes.
Eventually.
Yes. Sooner and rather than later.
Yeah, because what did you get for your birthday?
Because you got me a camera for my birthday, Woo! So I can put it down here.
Yes, sir. And so I'm excited.
Yes.
We decided that we needed at least two. We might be able to start with one.
Yeah.
Probably.
But yeah.
But it, at least people will have
an idea.
A visual of us.
Yes.
And then we're going to try to revamp and redo and do some stuff and upgrade. And
yes.
All the things that I have absolutely no clue of. But you tell me and I just nod and smile sweetly and go, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you do.
That's right.
You do it because you know what you're doing.
Yes. At least I have a plan for a general direction in which I want to start walking.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We have a special guest in the studio today.
We do have a special guest in the studio. Special guest, would you like to say hi?
Guess who?
Who is it?
It's me. Okay, now I'll actually say my name. So sorry. I'm Sebastian, Luke and Dina's daughter. I meant son.
Well,
son. Sorry.
No. Who is our daughter?
Well, that's my sister.
Who is your sister?
Gabrielle.
And she has not graced us in this studio.
Not yet.
Not yet. You are right. You know what? One day we're going to get her down here.
Yes. Agreed.
You almost got her on yours.
You know, Heather and I were so close.
Yeah, I thought she was going to jump on it.
I honestly
think if you would have tried a little, like maybe 5-10 minutes more.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, yes, because I've determined that she probably would be more apt to say yes to Heather than to me.
True.
Agreed.
And I'm not mad about that.
No.
I've determined that my children have people that love them more than me, and
what?
That my children... like more than me, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
it's you know, like the small babies in toddlers and small humans, they absolutely love our children.
Yes, and I'm okay with that.
They take or leave us.
Yeah,
which you are fine with.
I am and then fine with that. Yeah,
and then our children like people more than us at times, and Heather happens
usually
to be
usually that's not true.
Aw, that's very, you're sweet, buddy. Let's pray that always, always happens. But yeah, I've determined that our sweet 20-year-old, you know, she likes some people a little bit more than us.
Yeah.
And we're not mad about it because we like some of the people that she likes and figures that's fine.
Yeah.
So we are how many days away from Christmas?
When this will get released, it'll be Christmas Eve.
It'll be Christmas
Eve. So theoretically, we're acting like it's Christmas Eve.
Okay.
I mean, technically, it's...
Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Christmas Adam?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that what they say?
That's what some of the people say, yeah.
Because
Adam came before Eve.
Right.
I like to say Christmas Adam just for fun.
You like to say Christmas Adam just for fun. Our listeners might be very curious as to why we have a tiny human in here. You might be curious why we have a tiny human in here.
I mean, I don't. Wait, that came out weird. I'm not curious. I mean, I figured it was just because we're talking about Christmas and we're just going to be wishing everybody a happy Christmas. And
here comes Santa Claus.
And just kind of wishing everybody a joyous, just happy...
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And I figured he was just going to be part of that because... He exudes happiness a lot of the time.
Aw, shucks.
You're welcome.
So Sebastian.
Yes.
My sweet friends, Heather and Marcia and I, we did our episode and it came out the other day. And we talked about the Grinch versus Cindy Lou Who. And I would have to say when it comes to Cindy Lou Who mentality of spreading joy and wanting to pull everybody into a space, you exude that, buddy.
Stop before I cry.
No, you're not. You're so silly. But you are a joy. And your sister, as we speak, is out enjoying friends and sharing goodness and taking in all of the Christmasness that is. And so... I would have to say that for Christmas, some of our listeners may not always have people around them. They may not always have family around them. They may not always, Christmas may not be a very happy time, right? Yes. And so our prayer for our listeners is that wherever you are in this journey, wherever you are in this season of life as of now, our prayer is that the Prince of Peace, the baby that came to be born as a Savior, to come and redeem our world, mm-hmm. comes close to you and gives you what it is that you need for the miracles that you need in your life this season. Yeah?
Understood.
Amen. Because it's not always, it's not about the gifts, is it, buddy?
No.
Like, we enjoy the gifts, but it's not always about the gifts, right?
It's about the family around you.
That's right. That's right. And what is the reason for this season?
The Nativity.
The Nativity. Even though we've learned that, right, the whole history of all the things that Jesus was born at a different time of the year. Yep. But this is the time that we celebrate him. And we celebrate him by giving goodness, pouring out blessings, and being gifts as well as giving gifts to everyone that we encounter, right? Like smiling at people at the grocery stores or handing somebody money if they need, or seeing if like the person down the street has a place to go so that way they're not by themselves. Like, we need to make sure that we are being the hands and feet of God and sharing Christmas with the world.
That's right.
I might stop you right there.
Okay.
By the way.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised why for Christmas we don't put up birthday decorations.
Do we need to start doing that?
Yes, do because it's Jesus' birthday. I mean, come on, people.
It is true. Do you know who does do that? Your cousin Michaela. Aunt Dawn used to do that whenever Michaela and Jason and Brandon were small. And then your cousin Michaela, they were all small. They were smaller than you once upon a time, believe it or not. Yes. But now that they are all grown and they are adults and Michaela has a family of her own, she actually bakes a cake and does decorations and says, "Happy birthday, Jesus," before they open up any other presents.
That's kind of cool.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's really neat. Are there any extra traditions that you think that you would like to start this year then? Do you want to put up happy birthday decorations? Or do you want to do something of that nature? Or is there something that might be pressing on your heart that you think, I would like to do that?
I think it would be fun to do our stockings on Christmas Eve, too.
Okay, well, that's not what I'm talking about.
Aww.
We already open up Christmas PJs on Christmas Eve, right?
And all the presents from my parents
Where do we go for Christmas Eve?
Grandma and Papa.
And whose birthday is on Christmas Eve?
Grandma.
So we do celebrate a birthday.
Yep.
But we also celebrate Jesus, right? We thank God for giving us the greatest gift, and that is Jesus, and that's his love, right?
He made the hardest choice to give up his son's form for a permanent body. Not many people think about that, really.
Yeah.
Like,
you were paying attention yesterday, weren't you?
Surprisingly, yes.
I love that. That's good. That's really good. I'm glad you got something out of that.
Yes.
I'm really surprised I did, because I really ever don't. Let me re-put that. I really don't ever really listen to the service.
No, you actually do. You're actually better than you think.
It's just you are not normally in big service with us on Sundays. You are normally in
Revive Kids.
Our church's child.
Children's church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like bigger than children, but not quite middle school.
Children's church. Yeah. Yeah. So do you want to say anything to our listeners before we go away?
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and don't forget, if you haven't put up your decorations yet this year, you're crazy.
Maybe they didn't want to. And that's okay.
Or what if, you know, again, I saw something about different cultures around the world, like in places in Europe, they do not put up Christmas decorations until Christmas Eve.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, I got a joke for y'all.
Okay.
What do you get when you cross a snowman and a vampire?
What?
Frostbite.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
I like that, buddy. All right, babe. What do you have for our listeners?
I just want to say, you know, whether you're creating new traditions, whether you're remembering old traditions, whether you're revamping what was in the past and you want to see something new for the future, remember that, especially when it comes to a marriage, especially when it comes to family, you are not forced to hold on and carry on the traditions of where you came from.
I love that.
You know, you are, it's like, I don't want to sit here and say you have permission, but I will say it out loud. You have permission. You are now your own family.
Yeah.
You can make your own traditions. You can make your own decorations. You do not have to, well, this is how it was.
Right.
You get to make your own rules.
That's
you
good.
Get to reinvent your family traditions.
Yeah. Speaking of family traditions, you can even start a tradition where you have to hand make the tree every Christmas out of leather.
That would actually
be kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
I like your brain, buddy.
Yeah. But yeah, just happy Christmas. Remember why we're doing this. Remember why we're here.
Yeah.
Remember why we are celebrating.
Yeah. Gretchen, Merry Christmas.
Dad says happy Christmas. It's okay. You say Merry Christmas. It's okay.
I don't believe you.
It's okay. And I will say that, especially for the wives, for the mothers, don't be so caught up in the perfection of the things. Enjoy the chaos. Enjoy the noise, even for the dads, because it gets a little loud. Enjoy being present in the present.
And while enjoy having kids.
And enjoy having kids, yes, while everybody does the presence, because ultimately the greatest gift is being together.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. We will see you
some other time.
Couple of weeks next year.
Yeah, next episode will come out next year.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
May it be a blessed and a joyful time.
Happy Hanukkah and happy Kwanzaa for all those other listeners.
Yes. All right, guys. Have the best day.
Enjoy the journey.
Bye-bye.